Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Locked On Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourself. So today we've got a good one. It involves psychic spies and how they're able to take down alien aircraft with their mind. Now, this is not me making it up. I did one on Limp Bizkit yesterday. You might have thought that was funny, and that's fine. I don't care. I enjoy Limp Bizkit, and I thought it'd be interesting to do one on his alien outfits, which I think is art appreciation. But today, this is a legitimate one. So you check it out. We even brought back the Lockdown Universe logo back up on the screen. Yes, sir. And we are back in action with some technology. So what's going on with these P3s, as they call them? Well, Michael Herrera, as you might have remembered, is a former Marine, and he's come forward on a Gaia program called Cosmic Disclosure and talked about how these P3s, which are these psychic individuals that the government has trained and drugged in order to make them super psionic, meaning they're able to bring down alien aircraft with their minds. Holy shit. What? This is a nuclear bomb drop on our brains, because this is something I've only speculated in the past, and now to hear a whistleblower come forward with actual concrete evidence that this is happening, this is truly tremendous. So what are we talking about here? So Michael Herrera was the one in the recent disclosure project briefing back in June last year, 2023, and he was the Marine that saw the humongous UFO hovering over, I believe they were in the Philippines, and he was on a rescue mission, and he saw these guys, and they were apparently American accents. Who knows? They could have been reptilians for all we know. But nonetheless, he states that these guys were trafficking these people from that area, from Southeast Asia, and bringing them to America. Why? Why are they so important? Why are they so special? Well, the truth is that they have these concrete abilities that we don't have. The reason being is that, one, we believe that we're being bombarded by too much technology here. Over in these third world countries, they don't have enough money, they don't have enough power, they don't have enough capability to even have a tablet. They don't even have technology. They haven't been bombarded with American propaganda. They haven't been bombarded with really any propaganda, because they don't even own TVs. They're really in tune and in touch with their spiritual side. Michael Herrera states that they're incorporating and taking people who are the best fit for psychic capabilities. And those who are the most and best fit, the highest and best fit, are women, children, and he stated even men who, you know, are more in touch with their emotional side. So a lot of men are just too hard-headed. You know, we're just laser focused, go 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 go, and we're not focused on our emotional side. We just don't have that we haven't focused on. It's not like we don't have the capability. We just haven't focused on it as much. So he stated they take these folks and they become P3 assets. The reason they call them assets is because he states that they eventually die quickly as part of this program. They don't know it. They're compartmentalized from each other, but they die quickly because apparently these programs pump them full of serotonin and other chemicals to make them capable and not just capable, but more highly influential in bringing down these aircraft. Okay, so we have these P3 assets that are used up, recycled, and died and thrown away. That's why they call them assets. Now, how do they take down these craft? Okay, these P3 assets, again, highly spiritual, highly evolved in their spiritual capabilities and their emotional influences and in touch with their feelings, okay? So these folks, like Native Americans, are very in touch with earth, with spirits, with energy. And they utilize this energy mentally to influence their reality. And when we pump them full of what we understand as our cocktail, our psychic cocktail, they're able to utilize these to influence the extraterrestrials or whatever non-human intelligences who are piloting these craft to actually essentially crash them or make them confused enough to end up losing control of their craft, thus crashing them once they've breached Earth's atmosphere. Now, how can we know when they've breached Earth's atmosphere? Emery Smith talks about how we have these neutrino energy detectors that instantly can detect when there's a neutrino atom coming in. Basically, it's the smallest part of an atom. It's one of the strongest parts. And they have neutrino light detectors. So they're able to see a craft as soon as it comes in. It doesn't matter if it's cloaked or not cloaked. These energy detectors can detect this. And as soon as they come into the atmosphere, they can utilize their our skills, the P3 asset skills, to interact with the extraterrestrial and take it down. And we're not talking about just three or four craft. We're talking about approximately 800 to 1,000 craft around the world every year. Now, you might say, why the hell do we need so many craft? Well, we're going to take down everybody we can. Because Herrera states that we're just a warmongering human barbarian society, and that's what we do. And we're going to use every asset we can in order to take these guys down. Now, if they're friendly, that's one thing. We might not do that. But if we don't know them and they're an enemy, shoot, we're going to take them down. So that's why we have so many craft crashing down. We have these neutrino light detectors that can just detect as soon as something comes into our atmosphere anywhere in the world, because we have them on our satellites. We have them in the South Pole. We have one of the gentlemen who was the last to go in the Disclosure Project back in June 2023 worked down in the South Pole and stated that these neutrino detectors are actually weapons that they're utilizing to take down aircraft as well, or at least identify them. So this dark government, right? We're not talking about necessarily our government. We're talking about this dark part of the United States, a dark government within the United States, I should say, right? Not necessarily our government, but a dark part of some sort of governing body is able to take these things down with the assistance of cheap labor from across the ocean, right? It seems kind of interesting because that's what we do in real life. We use cheap labor from across the globe to, make clothes or make items from China and things like this. So we're not using the Chinese, right? We're using folks from like the southeastern portions. What's interesting is apparently we're actually engaging with the Bureau of Indian Affairs as well. And this dark government is trying to contact Native Americans that would like to be part of this program. See, they're offering these incentives. We're going to treat you well. We're going to give you the best health care. We're going to give you the best in food. The things that they can produce, according to Emery Smith, in these bases is unlike anything you can believe. They can create a piece of food that is perfect for your genetic code. They can create any kind of medicine that's exact for your genetic code. So it's not just generic amoxicillin that you're getting. You're getting amoxicillin specifically created and emulated for your body type and your genetic code to eliminate whatever the issue is fast. And it's not even probably amoxicillin. It's probably some sort of light, energy power source that it can cure you, right? They're not even probably using medication anymore. It's usually some sort of technology, like a medical bed, but highly advanced. So they promise all this stuff, and they probably promise them hundreds of thousands of dollars that they probably don't even pay, right? Or they might start to pay, but as soon as you kick the bucket, boom. They could probably just take it right out of your account and take it right back. It's probably why they have so much money. They're giving it out, but then taking it right back. Now, check this out. If you don't believe me on the psychic spy thing, just look at this on the screen here. I'll pull it up and bring it close so you can see. Look at how many books there are. Memoirs of a Psychic Spy. Memoirs of a Psychic Spy. Psychic Spy, The Story of an Astounding Man. The Seventh Sense. Psychic Warning. True Spies. Third Eye Spies. The Psychic Spy. The Stargate Chronicles. All these different writers and authors have been part of these programs. So while they, while not all of them have stated that they've been a P3 asset, they all have been part of the secret space psychic spy program, where they've been looking into space. They've been looking into, you know, Mars circa 1 million BC to see what's going on there. I mean, the sheer amount of information is just overwhelming. Let me pull this up here real quick. There's a document from the CIA that talks about, let me pull this up. Let's go back. So there's a document from the CIA that states the use of psychic spies is reported that they can mold the thoughts of key U.S. military and civilian leaders at a distance and cause the instant death of any U.S. official at a distance. Or disable, and I was trying to get back to where that was. This document is huge. It's 13 pages. A lot of it's redacted, but it does say Stargate on it. Use of psychic spies reported. So what the hell is going on? These guys knew about this a long time ago. This got let go, or I should say declassified, back in 1995, August 28, 1995. And then the reports within this document state that these studies and these programs go back to the early 70s. So these programs have been around for quite a long time, going back to Pat Price, who is one of the best psychic spies out there. Fort Meade was one of the biggest forts for this program, Stargate, Center Lane, Grill Flame. And they use controlled remote viewing and what they called remote influence. And that's what the whole Men Who Stare at Goats movie was about the ability to stop the heart of not only goats, but the ability to stop the heart of a Russian diplomat if they wanted to, or some other foreign diplomat, a Chinese diplomat. Russia was the big one, but there's plenty of enemies that we have. So how did it go from Stargate, Project Stargate, just remote viewing, just looking at the future, past, and present, looking through the eyes of Saddam Hussein, looking, trying to stop goats' hearts, which they did. You can watch the movie. Did it. George Clooney was the one that did it. He's a bastard, I swear. No, I love George Clooney. No, but the thing is that how did it go from Stargate back in the day to just remote viewing to taking down airships from other solar systems? I mean, this is really, really a jump in evolution from us writing on pencil and paper or charcoal and paper back in the day to now being able to affect an alien to crash their ship so that we can take their ship and study it and study those aliens. Interestingly enough, Herrera is not on board with this at all. He never was part of the program. He just happened to accidentally see them and engage with them and see their see them working out down there in Southeast Asia. Now, seeing them is one thing, right? But knowing what is going on is another thing. See, he thought they were being human trafficked. They're willingly going and being the P3 asset and being taken care of and engaging with these aliens on these ships and murdering them. That's what Herrera doesn't like, and he's very disturbed about. See, Herrera is stating that these P3 assets that they're training, pumping full of medications, hooking up to technology that can assist them, like a Montauk chair. So the Montauk chair was one of these chairs that they
utilized to bring things into reality. It's kind of like, you know, the story of Stranger Things, you know, them trying to tap into another reality. They use this Montauk chair to engage with these psychic spies to bring things into reality or to heighten their psychic abilities in order to take these craft down. And they've refined the Montauk chair over time. See, Montauk was in New York. You can look up those books and those articles about the Montauk chair. That's some really interesting stuff. But they refined that, brought it down into the southwest of the United States, and that's where they're housing all of these you know, folks from third world countries. They're promising them all of these, you know, perks and benefits, and then taking them out. You know, I mean, literally taking them out. I mean, because they're killing them with these floods of drugs. They can, your body can only handle so much. I have a brother-in-law that does all these, well, he used to do all these medical experiments and for pay, right? He get paid for it. But at a cost. They test all these medications on you at a cost, and they draw your blood, and you don't know what you're taking. You don't know if you're getting a placebo or not. Imagine never getting a placebo, always getting flooded with more than the recommended amount, because you know that's what they're doing. They're flooding the body with so much serotonin or dopamine or whatever they need to make these folks feel happy. And when you have that happy state of consciousness, you're able to tap in to other types of powers. So we're talking about psychic powers that you can tap into when you're not upset. You can tap into some bad stuff too when you're angry and upset as well. But when you're happy and peaceful and have a calm mind, then you can focus in a meditative state to engage with a alien entity that's on an alien aircraft. And then through osmosis, right, they control the craft through the alien. So A is the psychic spy or the P3 asset. Then B is the alien entity, and C is the craft that they really want. So they control or they engage with the ET and mentally confuse them or make them pass out or make them crash, whatever the case is, and they crash. Now, a lot of people think that these aliens are invincible, that they're way above us technologically. Well, they are, but mentally, we are masters at deception. We are. We're good at it, and we know how to fuck with people's brains, and we know how to fuck them up good. Even look at, like, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. That guy was at Harvard. I believe that was the school he was at, Harvard, and they put him through the MK Ultra stuff. They were throwing all these medications through him. It's no wonder the dude, you know, ended up screwed up, because they flooded his brain and messed him up. You should watch the miniseries on that. It's really interesting. So these guys are very, very powerful. Remember, I did a podcast very long ago, actually a few years ago, where there was a document in the CIA reading room where they were worried about an individual that may come about that can crush a city. No, not crush a city, erase a city off the map simply with psionic abilities. Well, they're getting closer, aren't they? Because they're able to crash these guys into the desert, and they're able to crash them all around the world and pick them up. Now, another thing Herrera stated is once these craft hit the earth and they're down, sometimes they're so big they can't transport them. Right? Think about a football field sized craft. What the hell are you going to do with that? Well, this is what they're going to do with that. They're going to not move it, most likely. They're going to build a building around it. And he stated that's exactly what they're doing. They're building buildings around these craft so that they're able to work on them and hide them from the public. So what do they do, right? Well, they build it around these football-sized craft, and then maybe they'll have something on top of it as well, right? So you can have the craft sitting right there, you know, just a few walls away from the community, and then on top of it, you could have a building, right? You could have a total office space, and nobody would even know it's there. That's what's really, truly interesting to me. But yeah, I mean, if you look at some of these craft, I mean, you know, football stadium sized craft, you know, it would be impossible to just try to you try to pick it up and move it. I love the fact that we have these out and available, and this information is coming out, and more folks are aware of it. But the problem is that a lot of people don't know that we're really doing us a disservice more than anything, because it depends on who these alien craft are that we're taking down. If it's just the enemy, we got the Intergalactic Federation on our side, then we're okay. But if we're taking down everybody's craft just because we want like a Model T car and we want a Lamborghini car and we want a Lamborghini craft and we want a Model T craft, then we're in trouble, because these guys right here are going to get pissed and they're going to take us out. And that's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for us at all. So that's what Herrera is upset about. He feels like we're murdering aliens to take their craft. So, you know, analogous to us killing a person to take their car, right? Just because you want to see what the engine's like. You know, he said there's no laws against killing aliens. There are laws against killing humans, right? So you know, even if these guys got caught, you know, taking down aliens or whatever, and that was their intention, there's no laws to, you know, to say anything about it, because there's no alien laws on the books, you know. So here we are. We now we're getting this information about the fact that there's alien people that can take down aliens, people that can take down alien ships. And Emery Smith even stated that so many people think that aliens are superhuman, that, you know, they're so much more advanced biologically than us, but that's not always the case. Even Randy Kramer stated that he's visited the Cassiopeian system and others, and they haven't been that much more advanced, other than a little bit more telepathically and about 150 years more technologically. So when it comes to that, that's not a lot. That's not very much at all. So if we can have a few folks, few special folks that we know how to train and drug and get up to par, then guess what? We're at the same level, and we could take them down. So these P3 assets are really interesting to me. You have to wonder, right? What happens if one of these P3 assets gets out and they want to use their powers for evil? Well, guess what? We must have something in our arsenal to find people that have these capabilities, right? Kind of like a Professor X, who can put on his metal helmet and find all of the mutants around the world and call out to them. There has to be something like that. There has to be something like that, because we were able to find folks in the, that we had in our own military and put them in these programs at Fort Meade and other areas around the world to be part of the Stargate program. So now we're in 2024. We're 40, 50 years past that, and we're still doing it. And we're evolving. And so we have to have something like a Professor X. So these movies like X-Men and things like that, they're not that far off from the reality. They're not that far off from what we actually probably have. And one has to wonder, where do we get all these great ideas? Is it possibly from the collective unconscious if one meditates correctly and they're able to tap into these wonderful ideas to create these Hollywood movies? It has to make you wonder about these movies that are coming out that kind of predict the future, like Terminator, like maybe this Civil War movie, the World Thereafter, or whatever the case is, you know, the one that just came out with Ethan Hawke and Julia Roberts. And so you really just have to wonder. But these P3 assets are brand new information to me. I knew we could remote view ever since I was like ever for like 30 years, you know, for 30 years I've known that. But now to know that we have somebody that can possibly take down a ship by disrupting the thought process of an alien, that's something. That's power. And they are never going to give that up. So think about that. Think about the craft that might be in your own community with a building around it, because they couldn't even move it. We know we have one in America. I talked about it on a podcast. It's down in I believe it's Nevada or New Mexico, one of the two. And they had a crash site there, and they couldn't move it. They buried it. And they put a nameplate out there that said the Atomic Energy Commission said nobody can dig within 3 miles of this area because we buried like a nuclear substance or something here. But it was actually a craft. So they can either bury it or they can build on top of it. So anywho, man, I'm gonna let you go. My mind, I mean, there's just so much to think about with this now. I mean, to think about the power of the human mind in combination with the correct medication, in combination with the correct technology, which they've been working on. If they put you into the right technology, anything's possible. Even with the Montauk chair, they were able to create reality. They were creating monsters with their own mind. And there were stories about one of the subjects creating a monster that was like demolishing the factory or the buildings that they were in, the fort that they were in. And they had to kill it. And that's why they shut down the Montauk chair for forever, basically. There is no Montauk base anymore. So, interesting stuff, man. Interesting stuff. So, I got to get back to the grind. But I hope you guys have a great day. Take care of yourselves physically, spiritually. Really important. And emotionally. Take care of your physical health, your spiritual health, meditate. apparently it's going to be important. Take care of your friends and your family and your loved ones. At the end of the day, that's all we got. You, me, together. You know, it's not about money. It's not about greed. It's not about any of that. It's about what we can accomplish together as a human race. Love will always win. Peace will always win. And hopefully, we'll get there as a society. So take care of yourselves. Love one another. Love your family. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Please go like, follow, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And that would help out so much. Love you guys. Take care. Peace. Locked On Universe out.